This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. In Iran, tensions remain between religious conservatives, who won in parliamentary elections held a few weeks ago, and reformists. Earlier, Day to Day's Alex Chadwick spoke with one prominent reformer.
Many moderates had boycotted the vote after the hardline Guardian Council banned more than 2,400 liberal candidates from running. The moderates had controlled the Iranian parliament for the last 4 years, but their reform efforts were often blocked by the Guardian Council. For more on what will happen next, we turn to the leader of a reform group, the Iran Freedom Movement. He is Ibrahim Yazdi. He joins us by telephone from Tehran. Mr. Yazdi, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Mr. Yazdi, as you look at the results of the election and you look at the tactics of the reformers to not participate, are you and others there reconsidering your tactics? Do you think perhaps you should have voted and placed more of your reform members into parliament, or at least tried to?
To have a free election doesn't mean that only the actual process of voting must be free. The prerequisite of the free election was neglected. The freedom of the press, the freedom of the activities of the political parties.
Your own group, the Iran Freedom Movement, was ordered closed by the Guardian Council. Is that correct?
Not by the Guardian Council. 2 years ago, many of our members were arrested and kept in the prison. And finally, the Revolutionary Tribunal has a verdict against our party. But however, it has gone to the appeal court. I have gone through 52 sessions of interrogation. But however, I have not been tried yet. I'm waiting to see what the court will decide about my trial.
Do you know what the charges are against you?
I have been charged with the subversion, with the act against the security of the state, insulting the leader, contacting the foreign diplomats, and keeping arms in my house, and illegally bugging my own telephone number.
You're charged with illegally bugging your own telephone number?
This is what they claim, that they have found some bugging in my devices on my phone, and they claim that this is illegally. I installed that to bug my own phone number.
Well, how would you plead to that charge?
Not guilty. None of them. We are a well-known political party. Our party was founded in 1960. We were one of the party involved in the revolution. I was myself deputy prime minister and foreign minister.
As you look ahead, Mr. Yazdi, I just wonder what you think the prospects are for your party, yourself, and indeed your country over these next 4 years.
I do not have any doubt that the future belongs to the democracy movement in Iran. It may be different than the kind of democracy that you have in the United States, or it is in Europe, because of the differences in their in your culture, in your historical background, in your experiences, but it will be democratic. I don't have any doubt.
How is it that you think you're going to be able to get your message out? Why do you think that young people and demographics are on your side when all the power and the official voices are going to be the conservatives?
At best, they have only 13% of the popular support. Therefore, all the problems, economic problems, social problems, political problems, cultural questions will remain unsolved. They have the majority in the parliament, but we should consider that we are the youngest nation in the world. 70% of our population are under the 25 years of old. They are those who have been either born after the revolution or raised after the revolution. They don't know anything about the pre-revolutionary situation. And they want job, they want the hope for their future. The question is whether the righteous, the conservatives, can provide these economic services.
Aren't you in danger of going to jail if you're convicted of all these charges against you?
Oh, yes, if they have a verdict against me, and then in the appeal court will ratify that. This is my country, this is my home. If the price of democracy is to go to the jail, I will go to the jail.
Ibrahim Yazdi, leader of the Iran Freedom Movement, speaking with us from Tehran. Thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Sure. Thank you very much.
And that interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.